Blog Talk Radio.
What is prayer? Prayer is not sending God to run on your errands. A Christian can see more on his knees than he can from his feet. Prayer is not getting God prepared to do your will. Prayer is getting you prepared to do God's will. Prayer is the only way to release the supernatural power of God in your life, in your marriage, in your business, to show you great and mighty things that you know not. Prayer is the key that unlocks the gates of heaven and closes the gates of hell. Prayer has the power to cure sickness and disease. Prayer can shatter the shackles of misery and habit that are tormenting your life, or the life of your son or daughter, or the life of your husband or wife. Prayer does not need proof. Prayer needs practice. Intellectuals are now jabbering that God and heaven are far removed and far away. God is as close as your next prayer. If your marriage is under attack, pray. If your children are being tormented by the prince of darkness, pray. If your business is failing, pray. If you're fighting a deadly disease, pray. If you're lost and without God, pray. If your life is empty, if it's meaningless, if it seems to be hopeless, pray. Pray, pray, because God answers prayer. A prayerless Christian is a weak Christian. A prayerless Christian is a miserable Christian. A prayerless Christian is a Christian who always lives in defeat. A prayerless church is a weak church. A prayerless nation is a defeated nation. A prayerless family will be a divided family. It has been said and bears saying again, the family that prays together stays together. God expects you every day of the week to pray for the people in your house. Somebody prayed for you. Who are you praying for? Why pray? Because God answers prayer. As powerful as God is, God cannot answer prayer until you pray it. The Bible says, what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. The book of Isaiah says, command ye me. This is God speaking to man, because in prayer, he has given you the authority to launch the initiative. Quit walking around in circles, wringing your hands saying, I wonder when God is going to do something. God in heaven is looking down at you and saying, I have given you the authority of my name. I have given you the power of my word. I have given you the sanctity of my blood. When are you going to use the power that I have given to you to blast the kingdom of hell off at the ground and announce that Jesus Christ is Lord? The initiative rests with you. Asking for things that are impossible, because with God nothing is impossible. Ask him to defeat the giants in your life, because our God is a giant killer. Ask him to divide the sea before you and to bury Pharaoh and watch him turn your enemies into fish food. Ask him. Ask him to send fire from heaven as he did for Elijah, and he will. Ask him to walk with you in the fire of the fiery furnace and be the fourth man in the fire, and he will. He said you will walk through the fire and the fire will not burn you. You will walk through the water and the water will not drown you. Ask him. He's the God who cannot fail. He's waiting to show you great and mighty things. Pray, pray, pray. God in heaven wants you to have that power. Ask according to my infinite power. And God is saying, I want you to ask big. God said, I want you to make me to slide to the edge of my seat and say, wow. Wow, listen to what they're asking for. To move mountains, to heal incurable diseases, to restore dead marriages back to life, to send a financial harvest that their minds cannot fathom. I want you to know God wants to do that. God is in heaven saying, what do you need? Do you need healing? Ask in faith, believing, and I will give it. Do you need supernatural wisdom to make a tough decision? Ask of me, and I will lead you in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Do you need peace that surpasses understanding? Ask, 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 for nothing is impossible to those that believe. No good thing will he withhold from those that diligently seeking. Do you need the impossible? Then open your mouth. Open your mouth in faith, believing. You're not talking to the President of the United States. You're not talking to Bill Gates. Both of them together can't control their next breath. You're talking to the Creator of heaven and earth. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He uses gold for asphalt on the streets of heaven. He moves mountains. He divides seas. He'll give you wells you didn't dig, vineyards you didn't plant, houses you didn't build. He will make you the head and not the tail, because nothing, nothing, nothing is impossible to you.
Just a blessing to be here tonight. And what we're going to speak on we're going to be speaking on there's power in prayer. Brother Samuel was supposed to be with me tonight, but he had other things he needed to do tonight. But you know what? He's still with us. Amen. He's with us in spirit. So he said to everybody out there that, you know, that he wish he was here, but just things do happen. Amen? Amen. So let's just go on here. I just want to talk about the power in prayer. There's power in prayer. Now, the whole key with this is there's power in prayer, but are you praying? See, what's happening out there is a lot of the body of Christ, our brothers and sisters, including me and other ones, you know what? We're not praying. You know, there's power in prayer, but if you're not praying, there's how can there be power? Amen? So, you know what? We need to just, you know what? We just need to get on this. Because you have no idea when you pray. The enemy will try everything that he can to keep you from praying. Amen? He'll try everything. He'll distract you. He'll have somebody come over and stuff like that. But you know what? We need to pray. We need to, somebody said this, we need to push, pray until something happens. Amen? Keep praying. Keep praying. If you haven't been praying, just start praying, you know, pray in the spirit, start praying in the spirit, amen, just keep praying, keep your prayer life alive, amen, if you keep our prayer life alive, right, we're gonna move in the things of God, keep your prayer life alive, and you'll be alive, you know, you'll be alive in the Holy Ghost, I mean, that's what it's all about. Amen? You know, and there's power in prayer. There's anointing in prayer. You know, there's the glory in prayer. But you have to pray. And that's what I'm saying tonight. Anyone out that's listening to my voice, if you haven't been praying, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7:12, if my people are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. And then you know what? As we pray, we're seeking God, Daddy God's face. Right? Right? That's what it says. My people are called, but humble ourselves and pray and seek His face. And as we're praying, we're also going to turn from our wicked ways. You see what I'm saying? Prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. There's really anointed prayers out there. You can pray. But the key is to start praying. Because the Lord spoke to me and said, there's a lot of people that you're going to be speaking to tonight that don't have a prayer life. You know what? And I just got to be very honest here. I got to be very honest. You know, we all get caught up, you know, in different things. You know, whether it be TV or sports or whatever, stuff like that. But we need to get our focus. We need to seek kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things are added unto us. And that includes to pray. Pray. Pray for, you know, husbands, pray for your wives. Wife, pray for your husband. Amen. Husband, wife, pray for your children. Amen. Pray for your children. Because that is what God's will is. He wants us to pray. He wants pray for your loved ones. Pray for your loved ones to get saved, to heal, get set free. Amen? It's all praying. That's the key. You know, like there's power in prayer. If you're not praying, there is no power. We got to get back onto this. Prayer is one of the most powerful weapons against the enemy there is. Amen? We got the Word of God, another one, and the Holy Spirit. But praying is a powerful weapon against the enemy. That's why the enemy don't like you praying. He tries to stop you from praying because he knows when you start praying, when you start proclaiming, when you start declaring the word of God in prayer, situations change, circumstances change, and your symptoms change. Amen? We need to start proclaiming the word of God, praying over ourselves, praying what God has put on our heart. Amen? And two of the most powerful prayers there is the Lord's Prayer. And the other prayer is the armor of God prayer. Amen. Them are two most powerful prayers. One, because one is a prayer of intimacy. It's a prayer of our Father. Father, right? When we say our Father, we're His children. It doesn't matter what denomination, whatever it is, you're His child. Our Father, when you become a child of God, when you come into the kingdom of God, when you come into the family of God, He is your Father. Our Father. Millions and millions and millions of people are saying our Father, which art in heaven. Amen? And we used to say that years and years and years ago. Do you remember? Years ago, when we were in school, every morning we said that prayer. Every morning. So every morning we were praying protection over us. Maybe you not even know Jesus at that time, but there's still, it's a prayer of protection, like Psalm 91. It's a prayer of protection. And we used to say it, we declared it, we confessed it every morning. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say it. Say it. Amen. Amen. It's a powerful prayer. Say it. Start speaking out. When you get up in the morning, say the Lord, you know, proclaim it. Speak out the Lord's Prayer. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be His name. Amen. His name to be lifted up, to be honored, to be worshipped, to be praised. Amen. Because that's what happened. See, now the thing is, now that we're children of God, we need to be the one initiating a father-child relationship. You know what? Even get up on Daddy's knee. Get up on Daddy God's knee. But wrap your arms around him. Say, Daddy God, I love you. I love you, Daddy God. Right? That's what he wants to hear. That's what he wants to hear. Amen? When was the last time you said to Daddy God that you loved him? But when you're into prayer, when you're praying, you're having communication. You're having communication with our Heavenly Father. Right? We're communicating with Him. Amen? Communication is very, very, you know, we need to have that. We need to have communication with our Father in heaven. We need to have communication with the Lord Jesus. We need to have communication with the Holy Spirit. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Right? That's what it's about. What is prayer about? It's communication. We're communicating. We're communicating with Heavenly Father, like I said, with the Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit. We're communicating. Right? And we're also declaring. We're declaring. When you're praying, declare the Word of God. Confess the Word of God. Proclaim the Word of God. That's what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you basically need to declare the Word of God by praying. Praying prayers. Amen? Prayers. There's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. Amen? All you have to do is start praying. I know I'm kind of beating this, but I just believe that there's people out there that you need to start praying. You're wondering how come this isn't happening and what's going on here and you know and you're being attacked. Start praying. Start praying. Start proclaiming. Start confessing the Word of God. And you will see things change in your life. They will change in your life. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. That prayer is saying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. See, we are his children, and he never forgets us. He never forgets it, despite our impatience and narrow understanding of circumstances. Amen? When we properly pray, it begins with a desire that the name of the Lord, name of God, be hallowed. Amen? And we simply begin by turning to him, opening ourselves to his presence, okay? Positioning ourselves under his sovereignty, basking in his light, reflecting on his awesome acts, and simply glorifying his name. Amen? That's what I mean by hallowed be his name. We glorify his name in wherever we go and whatever we do, that he is glorified. Amen? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Living the Lord's Prayer. That's what we're doing. We're living the Lord's Prayer. By speaking it out, proclaiming it, living it. Amen? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So we said, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Right? And then over here, okay? And then we got thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Praise the Lord. Thy kingdom come. A kingdom. Those of God to establish a kingdom on this earth, a kingdom that will ultimately supplant the kingdom and nation of the world, a kingdom that it will produce righteousness where the will of God is perfectly done in Jesus' name. Thy kingdom come. So we are proclaiming the Lord's kingdom. Thy kingdom come. Okay? Thy will be done. We are stating thy will, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done in my life. Amen. We're just saying to the Lord, according to your will, Lord, thy will be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? That's the type of prayer. The Lord's Prayer, thy will be done in my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen? Amen. So the Lord's Prayer is a very powerful prayer. Kingdom of God and everything else will come into the rightful place. So that is the promise. Amen. But what I want to talk about is if there's power in prayer. So now you just as you're starting to pray, and there's that power will come on you, and as you praying, there will be a dubious power that will come on you, and you will start to speak the word of God. You'll start to proclaim the word of God. You'll start to confess the word of God over situations and stuff like that. And you're gonna and especially praying in the spirit, right? Praying in the spirit. Amen. We don't know what we're praying, but the Lord does, and we're praying in the spirit. There's power. There's power in that prayer. praying over a person or a situation or a city. There's power in that prayer. There's anointing in that prayer. As you're praying that prayer, there's a power comes out and just flows to where you're praying, in the direction you're praying. Amen. Power. There's power in prayer. And as you keep praying, and there's that power. Amen? But you had to pray the word of God. But be praying the word of God. Amen? Pray the word of God. What the word of God says. Amen? Amen. Keep praying. Keep on praying. Pray a warrior prayer. Prayers of a warrior. Prayer of mobilizing yourself on the offensive, taking ground from the enemy. Amen? Warrior prayers. Powerful prayer. Amen. Like the armor of God prayer. Amen? Amen? Praise the Lord. Mighty name of Jesus. Praying. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord. So listen, we're going to go into the armor of God prayer. Let's just say that together. In the name of Jesus, we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we take unto ourselves the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we stand therefore, having our loins girt about with truth. Your word, Lord, which is truth, contains all the weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God, for the pulling down the stronghold. We have in the breastplate of righteousness, which is faith and love. And our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ Jesus we have peace and pursue peace with all men. We are ministers of reconciliation, proclaiming the good news of the gospel. We take the shield of faith wherewith we're able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And the helmet of salvation, the holding the thoughts and feeling and purpose of God's heart. And the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in the face of all trials, tests, and temptations, and tribulations, we cut to pieces the snare of the enemy by speaking the word of God. Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Thank you, Father, for the armor. We'll pray at all times, in every occasion, in every season, in the Spirit, with all manner of prayer and entreaty. To that end, we'll keep alert and watch strong purpose and perseverance, interceding on behalf of all the saints, our power, ability, and sufficiency are from God. Yes. Are you praying for the saints? Are you praying for your brothers and sisters? Are you praying for your brothers and sisters? Amen. The Bible says to pray. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters. Are you praying for the sick? People that are sick to get well, get healed. Are you praying for the ones that basically that are in bondage to the enemy? Are you praying for them for the Lord to set them free? We are called to pray. We are called to pray. Amen. Tell you something right now. The world is in the way it is right now because of lack of prayer. And it all falls back on the family of God. Praying. The Bible says pray without ceasing. Amen. We need to keep praying. We need to keep speaking the word of God, proclaiming the word of God. And as we keep doing that, we're going to see atmospheres change. Amen? Start praying for your city. Pray for your country. Pray for your government. Right? You need to pray. And as you keep praying, it says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Let's start praying for them to get in, for them to get into the righteous to get into government. Amen? Talking about it and not enough praying about it. Amen? We need to pray. We need to communicate with our God. We need to declare His word. Declare His word. Pray and declare His word. That's what warrior prayers are all about. Warrior prayers are declaring the word of God, no matter what the circumstance, what the situation is, or even what the symptoms is. Right? You keep proclaiming the word of God over yourself. Keep proclaiming the word. And then we get together and we start proclaiming the word to God together about over our city, like a prayer proclamation over our cities and towns and villages. Amen? But we individually need to pray. Start a prayer life. If you have it, if you're not, if you're praying lots, that's good. But if you have not, then just start praying. Start saying, Lord, I'm going to pray more. Lord, the other things that I've been doing, I'm going to come into prayer time. When we were in BC, we prayed from 7 to 9. From 7 to 9 every night. And we're praying for people. We're praying for people, our family gets saved. A lot of prayer was going up for our family gets saved. And then all of a sudden, them prayers were answered. Because so many of my relatives came into the kingdom of God. My brother came up. He was up there in BC, British Columbia, from Saskatchewan. He was there for 1 week, and he was a child of God. We were praying, and we were lifting up our family, calling them into the kingdom of God, calling them out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, in the mighty name of Jesus. And you know what? They came in one by one by one by one by one. But it was all because of prayer. It was all because of prayer. Right? All because of prayer. Praying. Praying without ceasing. Keep pushing. You know, keep praying until something happens. Right? It doesn't matter what's going on out there with you. You know, you're believing for something maybe for 20 years. But you keep proclaiming, you keep praying, you keep pursuing that it's going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. It's going to come to pass in the name of Jesus. Amen? Yeah. Yes, the devil don't want you praying. He doesn't want you proclaiming. He doesn't want you calling things as not as though they were, right? But we need to do what God told us to do. And not listen to what the enemy's saying to us. Amen? And the more you get into prayer, the more you get into communication with God, the more you hear the voice of God. Amen? The more you hear the voice of God. Amen? Praise God. Amen. So tonight, I'm just lifting this up to you. My people were called by my name would humble themselves and pray. Isn't it the first word it says humble and pray? So that's what that's saying is we're humbling ourselves to pray. Amen? Because when we pray, we get into our war room or whatever it is, and we're praying, right? We're getting together with the Lord. for humbling ourselves and praying and seeking his face and turning from our wicked ways. Amen? That's what it's all about. Praying. Right? There's power in prayer. Things happen. People's lives are changed. Situations change. Circumstances change. Everything changes. And all we got to do is pray. Amen? Pray. Amen? Pray. Warrior prayers. Amen? We have to realize that we're, you know, like I said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God pulling down strongholds. And that's one of the weapons the Lord has given us. He's given us a weapon of prayer. Praying in the Spirit. Praying the perfect will of God. Amen. Praying the perfect will of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Praying this out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's do, we're going to do a salvation prayer. And what I want you to do tonight, I want you to put the person in. I want you to put the person in you're believing to be saved. Okay, you're calling them out of the kingdom of dark, kingdom of light. Amen? Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you in prayer and in faith, believing it is written in your word that Jesus came to save the lost. You wish all men to be saved and to know your divine truth. Therefore, Father, we bring whoever it is you're believing for, we bring before you this day. Okay? So say the whoever you're believing to come into the kingdom, okay, say their name. All right. Satan, say this with me. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus and loose you from the activity in their life. The Lord of the harvest to thrust the perfect labor into his or her path, a labor to share your gospel in a special way so that they will listen and understand it. And as your labor ministers to them, we believe that he or she will come to their senses, come out of the snare of the devil who has held them captive, and make Jesus the Lord of their life. Your word says that you will deliver those from whom we intercede, who are not innocent through the cleanliness of our hands. We're standing on your word, and from this moment on, Father, we shall praise you and thank you for their salvation. We have committed this matter into your hands, and with our faith, we see them saved, filled with your Spirit, with a full and clear knowledge of your word. Amen. Now, each day after praying this prayer, thank the Lord for this person's salvation. Rejoice and praise God for the victory. Amen? Thank him for sending the labor, and thank him that Satan is bound in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Amen. Now we're going to pray a prayer of prosperity. Amen. But I'm going to continue tonight. So say it with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, name of your son Jesus, I confess your word over my finances this day. And as I do this, I say it with my mouth and believe it in my heart and know that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish what it says it will do. Therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that all my needs are met. According to Philippians 4:19, I believe that because I have given tithes and offerings to further your cause, Father, gifts will be given to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will they pour into my bosom. For with the measure I deal it out, it will be measured back to me. Amen? Okay. Father, you have delivered me out of the authority of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. As your child, I thank you that you have assumed your place as my Father and have made your home with me. You have assured your place as my Father. Oh, okay. You are taking care of me and even now are enabling me to walk in love and in wisdom and to walk in the fullness of fellowship with your Son. Amen? Okay. I'll just say this with me. Satan, I bind you from my finances. According to Matthew 18:18, and loose you from your assignment against me in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that your ministering spirits are now free to minister for me and bring in the necessary finances. Father, I thank you that your ministering spirits are now free to minister for me and bring in the necessary finances. Father, I confess you are very present help in trouble, and you are more than enough. I confess, God, you are able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to me in abundance, so that I am always in all circumstances furnished in abundance and for every good work and charitable donation. Amen. Did you pray that prosperity prayer with me? Amen. These are powerful prayers. Prayers of power. Amen. Good Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We'll just do one more here. This is a healing prayer. These are powerful prayers. I'm going to do these prayers here. In Jesus' name. Just repeat this after me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess your word concerning healing. And as I do this, I believe and say that your word will not return to you void, but will accomplish what it says it will do. Therefore, I believe in the name of Jesus that I am healed. Amen. Did you hear what I just said? I just said that the word of God says that you are healed. It's not going to be a thing. You're going to be healed. You are healed. I am healed. Say, I am healed. Amen? Say one more time. Put your hands up. I don't care what you're dealing with right now. Say it. Say, I am healed. Amen? One more time. Our Lord Jesus always spoke things three times. We're going to do one more time. Put your hands up. Say this with me. To agree, we've touched your name on earth and by our Father in heaven. Amen. We're in agreement prayer right now. Okay. I believe in the name of Jesus that I am healed. Okay. According to 1 Peter 2:24, and it says, it is written in your word that Jesus himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Therefore, with great boldness and confidence, I say on the authority of that written word, I am redeemed from the curse of sickness, and I refuse to tolerate its symptoms. Tolerate its symptoms. Okay? Now I want you to speak to Satan. Is what you say. Satan, I speak to you in the name of Jesus and say that your principalities, powers, your spirits who rule the present darkness and your spirits of wickedness in heavenly places are bound from operating against me in any way. Amen? Tell him. Tell him that he's bound from trying to bring any operation of demonic spirits against you, that he is bound in the mighty name of Jesus. Okay. I am the property of Almighty God, and I give. Say that again. I am the property of Almighty God, and I give you no place in me. Amen. You're saying to Satan that you are property of Almighty God. Remember, I was talking about the our Father which art in heaven. Remember, I was saying about the Lord's Prayer. How we're sons and daughters to Almighty God. That's what it's saying right here. Amen? In this prayer. You're saying to the enemy. You're saying to the enemy, right? Saying to the enemy, I'm the property of Almighty God. Amen? So what is that saying? That is basically saying that you are in the world, but you're not of the world. Your citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen? Your citizenship is in heaven. Right? And also, you're in Jesus' bloodline, not Adam's. Amen? Okay, let's continue. And I give you no place in me. Amen? I dwell in the seat of the Most High God. Say that with me. I abide, remain stable, and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen? That's right. You're abiding, you remain stable, and you're fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Amen? Wow. Now, this is what we call a prayer of power. This is what we call a prayer of power. Amen? Prayer of power. Amen. Let's continue. Now, Father, because I reverence and worship you, I have the assurance of your word that the angel of the Lord encamps around about me and delivers me from every evil work. No evil shall befall me. Amen. Say that. No evil shall befall me. No plague or calamity shall come near my dwelling. I confess the word of God abides in me and delivers to me perfect soundness of mind and wholeness in body and spirit from the deepest part of my nature, in my immortal spirit, even to the joint and marrow of my bones. That word, say this with me, that word is medication and light to my flesh, for the law of the Spirit of God, life operates in me and makes me free from the law of sin and death. Amen? What does the Bible say? The Bible says, who the Son sets free is free indeed. Because we're in Jesus' bloodline, we are free. We are free in every area. We are free spiritually. We are free mentally. We are free physically. We are free socially. And we are free financially. Amen? Amen? Free. Free. That's what the prayer says. That we're free in Jesus' name. And then I was talking about the army of God. We're going to tie this all in. I have on the armor of God. And the shield of faith protects me from all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. The shield of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Hearing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, say this with me. Say, I stand immovable and fixed in full assurance that I have health and healing now in the name of Jesus. The Father, that Satan is bound, and continue to confess his healing and start thanking God for it. In the mighty name. Powerful prayer. These are powerful prayers. Powerful prayers. Have anointing, the presence of God, power of God in these prayers. Amen. You have all authority and power over the enemy. Remember that, my brothers and sisters. You have all authority and power over the enemy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And just before I close, I want to just speak something out here. One of the most powerful prayers, agreement prayers, is between a husband and a wife. Because the two become one flesh. Remember that. Remember that when you're going to go pray, and you have something to pray about, you need to go to your wife or to your husband and pray together. Pray that power prayer over that situation. Amen. Two agreement. A husband and wife agreement prayer. There's no more powerful prayer than a husband and wife agreement prayer. Amen. That's why the enemy tries to cause division between husbands and wives, because he knows that. The enemy's not stupid. He knows that. He knows when a husband and wife pray that there is miracles happening. That whatever they're praying for, the Lord comes in. You know, the Lord comes in and that prayer is answered. Because it's a powerful prayer, agreement prayer. It's a prayer of power in agreement with a husband and wife. Husband, pray for your wife. Wife, pray for your husband. Pray for your children. They're gifts from God. Pray for them. Pray for them. Amen. Pray. Spend time with the Lord. Give him glory. Give him honor. He wants you to spend time with him. If your prayer life has been kind of, not there, just start praying. You don't have to pray 3-4 hours, but you know what? If you just start praying. Even in praying in the spirit, just start praying. Kolabashita la kanta boyanta ranta. Shinda la kota shig baranti yanti koranta. Shinda babanta la konta shinda la kanta shinda bayanta. Kinda la konta shinda bayanta la balonti a shinda bayanta. Kinda balavanti yanti bashinda yanta. Just start praying in the spirit. Just start praying in the spirit. Amen. Just get praying. You know, the thing is that you just, Just start. All you got to do is just start. And as you keep praying, you're going to pray more and more and more and more. Right? Sometimes it's hard to get started. Husband, you are the priest, prophet, protector, and provider of your home. Initiate the prayers. Initiate, say, we're gonna pray. Mom and I, and kid, your kid, when we pray from 7 to 9, from 7 to 9 every night, we never excluded our children. We never excluded our children. Our children were there, praying with us. We had my little son, Stephen. He was only about 3 years old, and I said, "Who do you want to pray for? Pray for Stephen?" And he said, "Oh, I want to pray for Uncle Merv. I want to pray for Uncle Merv." So we started praying for Uncle Merv, and lo and behold, Uncle Merv gave his life to Christ. Amen. Praise the family. Right? Just speaking to the men out there. Speaking to the men out there. Your wife, don't have your wife initiate prayer time all the time. You do it. You do it. You initiate it. And what you actually, and you know what? You initiate what you activate by faith. The Lord bless us. The Lord bless us. Amen. And a family that prays together stays together. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it says, the Bible says, now to him that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that you even ask or think, according to the power that worketh in you. According to how much you pray. In Jesus' name. According to how much you pray. According to the power. According to how much you pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You want to see want to see great and mighty things? Then start praying. Start proclaiming. Start confessing the word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. There's power. All you got to do is pray. All you got to do is pray. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You pray the army of God prayer. When you get together as a family, pray the armor of God prayer over yourself. Pray the Lord's prayer. Amen. Because you're praying protection over yourself, over you and your family. You keep praying. Amen. Amen. God bless. Until next time. Brother Roy, saying good night. And just keep praising the Lord. Praising the Lord. Keep praising the Lord. Keep praying. Keep praying. And keep believing. Keep believing. According to God's will. Praying according to the Lord's will. And you will receive the petitions you have desired of Him. Amen. Amen. God bless. Good night.